on student stations across the UK and live online at studentradiochart.com. It's 4 o'clock, time for the news with Kate Samways.
Live from Cardiff Student Union
and online at expressradio.co.uk.
This is Express Radio News.
Express Radio News, I'm Kate Samways. Colonel Gaddafi must go. That's what Foreign Secretary William Hague has said this morning. Protests are still happening in the capital, Tripoli, despite demonstrators being attacked by government forces. Alex Rossi is in Libya.
Quite simply, they are being attacked by Gaddafi's security forces, and they're being attacked with guns. So many of them don't really stand a chance. If you are hit, the likelihood is that you will not survive.
Meanwhile, at an anti-Gaddafi protest in Cardiff, people urged world leaders to help.
Right now, people are dying. Children are dying. We need the West. We need help.
And at least four Britons are understood to have been killed in the New Zealand earthquake, according to the Foreign Office. One of them has been named as Gregory Tobin, a 25-year-old chef from North Yorkshire. Tuesday's earthquake in Christchurch killed at least 147 people, and around 50 are still missing. And it's Oscars night tonight. British actors Colin Firth and Helena Bonham Carter are hotly tipped to be taking home a gold man. But not every category is a foregone conclusion. We're not sure who's going to get the prize, Best Film Award.
I have a feeling that it's probably going to be The Social Network, because it's been garnering a lot of publicity and a lot of momentum going into the Oscars, so that's probably the favourite.
And that's BBC Wales film critic Gary Slaymaker. You can tweet us your predictions on at SRA Chart. But who would you thank if you won an Oscar tonight?
I thank my mum and dad, everyone that helped me get to where I was in order to win it.
Mum, dad, cat, dog.
Probably thank my mum and my dad, obviously. I don't know, friends, for keeping my head on the ground.
I keep it short, because people always hate long acceptance speeches. And I would possibly dedicate it to Steven Spielberg.
Black Swan and The King's Speech are bookies' favourites to come away with awards. And Noel Fielding is through to the final of Comic Relief's Let's Dance. He performed Kate Bush's Wuthering Heights to gain himself a place alongside Emmerdale actor James Thornton and comedian Charlie Baker, who tap danced their way to success. Lulu also performed at the event, dancing to Soldier Boy's Crank That. The final will be shown on March 10th. Quick look at the weather now. It's a bit cloudy for most of the UK, with light rain and temperatures at a maximum of 9 degrees. That's all from me.
Express Radio News.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Playing across student radio stations everywhere. This is the Student Radio Chart Show.